Son, but leave the burns. Konnichiwa, folks! Sorry to bother you in the middle of your lunch. I just wanted to make sure you were taking all the proper safety precautions.
What's the meaning of everything's safe here?
I beg to differ, sir. Shogun! Let's just say you're getting ready to serve up some of this spiny sea urchin. You're high on MSG. Somebody says, look, there's Chairman Mao showing everybody his ginseng root. You go to salute him. Next thing you know, you look like Jacques Cousteau in a trauma unit. Take care of that for me, will you, son? According to Japanese custom, it is traditional when meeting a new chef to bow.
Doesn't that hurt?
No, but this does.
Hey, we're on our honeymoon. We thought this was supposed to be like a show.
Oh, so it's entertainment you want, huh? Okay, drum solo. Eat your heart out, Jose Bear.
Are we gonna eat?
What's your last chef die from? Ever watch Japanese baseball? The half! That's a triple!
This looks really good.
There's a finger in mine.
Oh, mine too.
Uh-oh! No wonder I had so much trouble juggling that ginsu.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Yep, oriental delicacies can take a little getting used to, man.
I need a drink.
Freeze, Perseus! Is that a bottle of hot sake you've got there, son?
Yes, so?
Well, you better let me check the alcohol content. This stuff can make a person highly volatile. Now, let's just say you're out for a hot one with the boys, but you don't know when to say what. Suddenly, you're so intoxicated, you think you're a kung fu movie star out for revenge against the Yung Lee Triad. So, you think you can beat me, huh? Well, my friend, let me show you something.
Everybody run.
Shokun Goshin Painaku. Watashi wa Shoboshoshin.
Now I have to get a new job.
That was my favorite place for lunch.
Funny thing about Oriental food, an hour later you're hungry again. Hey guys, next meal's on me. I have a regular table at the Sizzler.
In the days of 39, oh please leave the Vendana open. Frederico Locker dead and gone, bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car, the gaudy of the beer, Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica are dying in on the DC-10 tonight.
Spanish bombs,
you have to get a bit bonito. Just the cuera, oh my god, a thong. Infinito, just the cuera, oh my god, a song. Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill.
They sang the red flag.
They wore the black one after they died it for Mockingbird Hill. Back from the buses, went up in flashes. The Irish too, drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotels. A senorita's ghost was knitting in the bar. Bonito, just the cuera, oh my corazón.
Spanish bombs,
just the cuera, infinito. Just the cuera, oh my corazón. The hillsides ring with the people. Well, can I hear the echoes from the days of 39?
Flower Shop versus Piper's Pit. So with that in mind, yes indeed, let's bring you now to the one and the only Rowdy Roddy Piper. He prepares for his confrontation against the one and the only Adrian Adonis in the Flower Shop. Here now, Rowdy Roddy Piper. What an ovation! What an ovation! My goodness, there's no doubt who this capacity crowd wants to win this showdown. Here we go.
And now, here's the host of the Flower Shop, Adorable Adrian!
Thank you, Jimmy. This week, my special guest on the Flower Shop is none other than AC Bob Cowboy Horton, the Super Bodyguard of 1995. Howdy doody.
How are you, Daddy?
Well, my reasoning for this week's Flower Shop to have you out here is to have your biased opinion on who is the best television wrestling talk show hostess and who has the best show on wrestling today. Please give me the answer from the bottom of your heart.
Without a doubt, you have got the best show on television. Point A, you have class here. You have flowers. You have colors. Not drab, plaid, like Roddy Piper's pit. That's old hat, Daddy. Point B. Point B. Roddy Piper insulted a lot of people, and Roddy Piper needed a backbone, a man like me to stand behind him and make sure he could say whatever he had to say, because people knew he had to come through me to get to Piper.
Wait. You sure are an ugly son of an unnamed goat, aren't you, man? And you couldn't hold my jock strap on your backstage.
Point C, which I'll get to right now. Point C is that every time Roddy Piper and I were together, who was it that carried the load? I carried the load, Daddy. You did all the talking, and you stole all the glory.
You are the best. No, you were the best.
You're the best now.
You handled it all. You made him a star.
Wait, so what you're saying, then, is you sold out, so that's okay because it's only money, and you don't mind wearing that, so something maybe like this would be much better on you, would it? Is that what you're saying?
Wait a minute. No. Now get to it. This is the Flower Shop. Bitches, this is the Flower Shop.
Wait 1 second. You know, listen, you old cow. I am the inventor. If you don't like it and you're getting all perturbed, just try to calm down and we'll try to fix you up there, huh?
The point is, my guest today is Bob Horton, and he is getting to the point of...
Mr. Cameraman, come on over here. The boss is back. I want to tell you something. I am doing this for one reason. I am not trying to be the nicest guy in the world. I am not trying to run for president. What I think this guy's doing to wrestling is damn right sickening, man. I think that you looking like that and making just a complete idiot of yourself like that, I think that for my sport, it is absolutely silly, so I took it upon myself, as you know that I can do it sometimes. Adrian, don't want you to feel lonely. There we go, hello. That's okay, sweetheart. We don't want you tripping on your pantyhose. You just stay back there, honey. I have for you a man... what we have is a contest here, and I have a man who hosted the Body Shop in Jesse Ventura's absence. He is a man of note, and he is not only a great wrestler, but a great commentator. His name is Magnificent Morocco, and I would like to thank him while he's been gone for doing a tremendous job of imitating me, and I think that you're great, and thank you for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure being on the Body Shower.
It's a pit. There we go. Nah.
Well, I never considered myself actually as imitating you.
Well, obviously because I don't stutter like you do. I can understand that. Not only that, I don't dress my shirt in this. Have you noticed this cute little bowl we got here just above the neck? I'm just teasing with you now. See the flower shop? You see it always had color? There's no color to this. There's that. See you later.
I thought I was the guest on this. You know, you really got a lot of room to talk about clothes. You have one t-shirt, one skirt, and the little belt that
kilt
you wear around. Kilt, excuse me.
Oh, and I suppose you think you're Don Johnson, huh? You're hanging around like this, huh?
I've got my credentials. I put my time in. I have never imitated no man.
You have never imitated no man. You again.
Let me tell you something. The flower shop, Mr. Morocco, you know yourself, is past. It is the greatest. It is the future. It is 1995. Look at the plant. How dreary it is. My flowers, prize-winning petunias.
Tulip, fantastically, first prize blue ribbon.
I always like to keep a little something for my guests, and I thought you might like this.
And I think it'd only be proper that you wear this where it belongs, and that's why I'm here, brother. And if you want to fool around, if you want...
This has been a real pleasure being on this show. I thought this was my time to be interviewed as an intelligent individual, to be treated as a man who knew something about wrestling talk shows. You have turned this into a cartoon, and you're...
What I am trying to stop is a cartoon by this idiot over here. That is what I am trying to stop.
This is America. We are allowed to dress as we are, come as we want, go as we want, do exactly what we please.
I have children. I have children. I don't want my children watching this idiot. I do not want it. I do not want it.
This is a free spirit. You can deny. That's why he has that much more class. That's why his ratings are that much higher. That's why he is that much more of an intelligent individual than yourself. So you want to tell me, Roddy Piper, just how bad you can be. I've known here, and I've known for a long time. You've been jealous of me. You've been jealous of my job in the bar.
Let me tell you something, fatso. Yeah, you just said, who are you calling fatso? Who am I calling fatso? Take your choice, huh?
Hey, my friend! Hey, my
thank you. Soy un hombre muy honrado que me gusta lo mejor. A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. Jineteando en mi caballo por la sierra yo me voy. Las estrellas y la luna ellas me dicen dónde voy. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. Mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Up, you'd be one cool dude, a real rummer. I think I'd get myself a job, fix the Chevys or something.
How much you make?
You can get like 10, 12 an hour. It depends.
That ain't that much.
Hey, it's a steady job. Nobody gets killed.
Somebody got killed? Brad, when you went out with Dad and them, did somebody get killed?
Forget it.
Brad.
I said forget it, Tommy. No good.
What are you talking about?
Bad people.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Dad.
What you think of that?
That's nice.
We just got it. See, the thing is, I'm almost like... I got some big business over in Willard. I was wondering if you guys could help me out with some of that wacky tobacco. What you say? I got money?
Yeah, hurry up.
Going out tonight? Be by around midnight. What's the damage? 25?
40.
Yeah, 40. You're bond thief.
Looking good.
Julie Wiley.
Title mention. You like that car? You want to sit in that car?
Can't. Is that all right?
Sit in it.
All right.
I'm not going out tonight.
What?
I'm not going out anymore.
You want to live in a dump like this, working 10 hours a day in a cannery? I thought you were like me. I thought you wanted something. Car. Nice girl sitting in your lap. Money in your pocket.
You said I could go out on the side, right?
You scared?
I got something else.
Something or somebody?
Yeah. Terry and I are getting out of here.
Where are you gonna go? What are you gonna do when you get where you go?
I got some ideas.
How are you gonna pay? Apartment, food, clothes, all that.
I'll find something.
You find shit. All you know is how to steal. You're too fucking dumb to do that by yourself.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. You come back, crawling back to my daddy, daddy, give me something.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka and the Tonga Kid against Roddy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. With me right now on this edition of the World Wrestling Federation is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
You see, I'm the kind of guy, first of all, I do exactly what I want to at all times. And what you're going to do, you're going to take them itty-bitty paws off the mic and just turn around and get them shoo fly. No, no, not super fly, shoo fly. You see, this is your average modern Fijian woman. They keep them busy over there, huh? This is the kind of thing they got in Boston for me to fight. Now, take a look at this now. Just take a look how silly I look. What you're looking at is not your average modern Fijian woman. What you're looking at is somebody who don't wear no silly little skirt. You're looking at somebody who is all man. I mean, just let's think about it for a second, Boston. Grandma Snooker. Just let's think about it for a second. This is the same man that in Boston took your world's heavyweight champion and beat him. They say, well, you were counted out. Well, champ, it'll be okay. You'll get him next time. Next time, don't be so foolish as to get counted out. So I come back in a return match with your grand champion, Hulk Hogan, and I give him the whip-em of his life again. Then that night, I went out and beat up the entire town of Boston. And then what they want me to do is be afraid because they got some guy they call the living legend, super... No, not Bruno Sammartino. That is the old legend. This is the living legend now, Jimmy Superfly Snooker. Yeah, and this is the guy that I'm supposed to be afraid of. Ah, you weren't there. You weren't there when I took the chair. You weren't there when I took the chair and plunked it on his neck and busted it. He's coming back. He's coming back with vengeance. You see, you people wouldn't have enough guts to do what I do. You people wouldn't have enough guts to go in. This guy's got veins in his teeth, man. This guy with all them muscles all over the place, except for in his head. Because most of them are in the chair, and the other part of them are in a coconut someplace in Allentown. This is the guy that's going to come out and do some damage to me with some kid like a gazelle, the Tonga kid who's flying around and beat me on the head with a chair. I got Paul Orndorff. Paul Orndorff, he's my friend. Talking about Boston, Massachusetts, you want to come for a fight? Paul Orndorff and I will take on anyone at any time, but especially Paul Orndorff is the master of the pile driver. You know anything about piles, huh, Snooker? This is the guy that's going to take you and pile drive you down on the concrete and finish your neck. You see, I am Hot Rod. I am the man with the answers. Don't you wish you were?
I love her, bad girl. Always will. Da-da. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Espionage, the words to come back to me. Sidewinder, you klepto. I don't care.
you were not very clean. The drummer said you were not very clean. And I know what he means. I know what he means. Oh, you can't have me. Can't have me. Can't have me. Can't have me. Not for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps the next World Wrestling Federation champion. He is intense. He obviously has the physical credentials. Can he beat the resilient, the charismatic?
Ladies champion, and gentlemen,
Shawn
this contest
Michaels.
Scheduled for one fall is for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Introducing the challenger from West Memphis, Arkansas, weighing 313 pounds, Sideshow Smith!
Psycho Sid's got a pretty good fan base.
A lot of supporters here. Yes, indeed. Not just here in Madison Square, but all over the world.
Well, he's intense, as you said. Relies on a lot of raw power and intimidation.
Well, I don't think Shawn Michaels will be intimidated.
No.
But there's no question Sid has the advantage in terms of power.
Shawn Michaels has made a lot of money beating up guys bigger than him. SID. Suddenly I'm dominant. You probably thought that when he was about 12 years old. He was over 6 feet tall when he's 12 years old.
He has been a dominating force here in the World Wrestling Federation for some time, and now his moment has arrived.
champion of the world!
In the fucking morning!
It's Saturday!
No, it's not. It's fucking Sunday. And I've got to go to fucking work in 4 fucking hours because every other fucker in my fucking department is fucking ill. Now, can you see why I'm so fucking angry?
Fuck yeah!
Hey,
Pete, look, I'm sorry. We've had a couple of drinks. We split up with Liz tonight.
Just keep it down, yeah.
Prick.
What was that?
Nothing.
No, come on, stop it, we're friends!
He's not my friend, he's a fucking idiot!
What's that supposed to mean?
It means, why don't you fuck off? You want to live like an animal? Go live in a shed, you thick fuck!
Oh, leave him alone!
Stop defending him, Sean! All he ever does is hold you back! Or does it make your life easier having someone around who's more of a loser than you are?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what I mean. I assume it was Liz who did the dumping.
Sort your fucking life out, mate.
What's up with your hand, man?
I got mugged on the way home from work.
By who?
I don't know, some crackheads or something. One of them bit me.
Where did they bite you?
I don't know, I didn't stop to ask them. Now, I've got a splitting headache, and your stupid hip-hop isn't helping. And the front door is open again!
It's not hip-hop. It's electro, prick. Next time I see him, dead.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around a block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps, man, I'm gonna I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. I want to know how forever feels. Hey, I want to know how forever feels. Girl, I want to know how forever.
Draw this for me. His name is Bill Dara. I'm not used to getting presents, but I thought it was a nice thing. This here is the very last Piper's Pit that you'll ever see in your entire life. I'd like you to listen to me for a second. You know, first of all, we got all these TV cameras here. I'm kind of interested in the people in the arena, too, you know. How y'all doing? I want to tell you something. A little bit of the inside, maybe, of Roddy Piper. I'd like to do this if you wouldn't mind listening to me. I was just a street kid. People talk about
WWF
wrestling, and I was just a kid born. I didn't have no mom and dad. No, I'm not. This ain't no Lassie story. I grew up, but if it wasn't for
WWF
professional wrestling, I'll probably be in jail someplace, man. But instead of that, I ended up marrying a beautiful American woman. I got two little American girls. I've been stabbed 3 times. I've been shot at. Went down twice in an airplane. It didn't bother me or make me want to retire. I got a little girl 4 years old. Some days I go on the road for 50 days at a time. Last time, a little girl grabbed me around the leg, and she was crying, and she asked me not to go anymore. And you know, I can handle anything. You can shoot me, you can stab me, you can spit at me, but I ain't gonna let them go without a daddy like myself, man. And they're going to be raised Americans, and they're going to be raised damn good Americans. I'm not an American. I'm here on a green card. But I'm proud of this country because they let a jerk like me come in and do whatever the hell I want to do for as long as I could. And you got to admit, when I was well, I was hell, man. And I had you all rocking for as many years. When you come to see me fight, you got your money's worth. I never surrendered, and I never retreated from nothing. Thank you to the
WWF.
And Daddy's coming home now, man.
Just close my eyes again. aboard the Dreamweaver train. Driver, take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind.
Still.